Hello and welcome everybody again to my Tuesday conference call. It's a call I do every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Pacific time, 5 p.m. Eastern time. A call that if you truly listen to, you'll find out how to move more freight, move it more effectively, efficiently, productively. So, amongst all things, guys, you'll make more money financially. My topic for today is 10 tips for getting past the gatekeeper. One more time, 10 tips for getting past the gatekeeper. Before I get into the guts of my call today, as usual, I'm going to direct everyone to the email notice that I sent out to everybody today. In that email is a number of attachments on the bottom. That first attachment being our Green Meadows Productions Agent Leaderboard. I will say it as I always say it. Envision your name on that board. If you're a beginner, envision it on the bottom, but envision your name working up that list. If there's one thing I could encourage you to do is get your name on this board. Moving up the list ensures that you are making progress, you're connecting with the marketplace, you're learning and earning what you came here for. Okay. Let's X out of that first attachment and get into the guts of my call here. Now, the topic for today is 10 tips for getting past the gatekeeper. Just a real quick explanation here. I know I'll repeat this again, but typically when we call up a prospect for the first time, one of the first people we speak to is the gatekeeper. Now, Let me explain this a little bit. Successful freight sales agents become familiar with the gatekeeper, and they become familiar very quickly. This is the individual whose job it is to prevent people from getting access to the shipping decision maker. Now think about it. Our goal is to get to the shipping decision maker, but typically when you call a prospect for the first time, you're going to encounter the gatekeeper. Typically, it's a personal assistant or secretary. In some companies, it's a receptionist or switchboard operator. Below are 10 tips to get past this gatekeeper and reach your shipping decision maker every time. The thought here is this: our goal is to get to the shipping decision maker, but we got to get past the gatekeeper. Just think of this every time when you call a new prospect, you know, for the first time, that you are typically 9 times out of 10, you're going to speak to somebody before you get to the actual shipping decision maker. Here are 10 tips to deal with them and to go past them. So the first tip is this: the gatekeeper is not your enemy. One more time, the gatekeeper, believe it or not, is not your enemy. Whoever is acting as the gatekeeper between you and your desired person, the shipping decision maker, they're just doing their job. That's what they were hired to do, answer the phone and take messages. Part of that job is managing demands on the shipping decision maker's time. Now, seeing the gatekeeper as an enemy creates a self-imposed barrier that will be difficult, if not impossible, to remove when you view them as the enemy. And believe me, if and when you view them as an enemy, they will sense it. So, the gatekeeper is not your enemy. Remember that. Here's tip number two. Tip number two is sound like a senior manager. Let me say it again, sound like a senior manager. The first thing you do by sounding like a senior manager is you're not going to give them any ums, ahs, or well. If you think you're going to through the conversation, they're going to pick up on it right away that you're an inexperienced individual, that you're going to stumble your way through this conversation. And believe me, they're not going to put you through to anybody if you sound that way. Management never gets treated the same as the workers. Let me say that again. Management never gets treated the same as the workers. So if someone believes that you're important, i.e. that you sound like you're a manager or management, they'll treat you differently. So what do? You use a relaxed and calm voice. You speak slowly and articulately, just like I am right now. Don't divulge any more than's necessary during the opening seconds of your conversation. If the gatekeeper senses that you're their senior, they won't risk offending you by probing too deeply. So, tip number two, sound like a senior manager. Here's tip number three, folks, and that is the gatekeeper, believe it or not, is a wealth of knowledge. The gatekeeper is a wealth of knowledge. While the gatekeeper's role is to restrict interruptions to who you're looking to get to, your prospect, the shipping decision maker's daily routine, they do know a great deal of important information about the shipping decision maker and the business that they both work for. So what do? You use this opportunity to check that the person that you want to speak to actually is the shipping decision maker. Check your facts for them. Ask simple, non-intrusive, open-ended questions to build up a picture of both the gatekeeper and the shipping decision maker. So tip number three is the gatekeeper is a wealth of knowledge. Tip number four is don't sell to the gatekeeper. Don't sell to the gatekeeper. And in our situation, you wouldn't sell anyway unless they're the shipping decision maker. However, I digress. The gatekeeper has several distinct powers, and one of them is the power, believe it or not, to connect you to the right person. However, they typically don't hold any decision-making powers. When the gatekeeper asks, can I tell him or her what it's regarding, don't pitch your service to them. First, it'll waste your time. Second, it'll irritate them, and now they'll be waiting for the opportunity to tell you that they can help you. Simply put, don't be desperate to connect with the shipping decision maker nor sell to the gatekeeper. As I said earlier about sounding like management, say everything in a nice, even, firm tone, just like I'm sounding right here. Tip number five is engage the gatekeeper and don't evade them. Why would you do that anyway? You've got to get around them. So one of the best things for you to do is really engage them and don't act like you're trying to get around them. Don't be awkward and try to sneak past them. Chances are they're going to cut you off at the knees. Actively engage with the gatekeeper. Don't get too personal or pry into their lives or, you know, what they do. Well, certainly on a personal level anyway. You definitely want to do that on a business level. However, you can gently probe here. If you don't get to the shipping decision maker right away, engage the gatekeeper so they have a positive and friendly attitude toward you when you call there again. And believe me, you will call there again. You're unlikely to become best friends with them, but building a relationship and a rapport with them will help you want to help you. So tip number five, engage them and don't evade them. Here's tip number six. Tip number six is, bear with me here, folks. Tip number six is, I've entitled it, Easy Does It. Easy Does It. Whoa, Nelly. If you're nervous, stressed, or tense, you'll transfer those feelings to your voice, behavior, and your choice of words. As I talked about early on, what's my name, believe me, if you act that way, they're going to sense it right away. All this makes an impact on the gatekeeper and how they perceive you. So therefore, how they'll receive your request for access to information. So how you speak initially, that's going to affect whether they give you the information or not or pass you on. Take some deep, slow, quiet breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth, and put yourself at ease. Remember, as I've said this over and over again, nobody is going to reach through the phone and grab you. Why? Well, First of all, they don't want to. Second of all, it is virtually impossible. Nobody's going to grab you. Nobody's going to yell at you. When the gatekeeper answers, smile and confidently greet them with ease. As I said, they won't bite you. They can't. All right, so number six is easy does it. Number seven is plan and don't script. Now, if you look at that sales information sheet that I give everybody when you first start out, I have a script on there. It's not necessarily a script, but it's a list of the important questions to ask your shipping decision maker. And every time I go through my training, I tell you don't act like you're reading a script or you're reading these questions. So that pertains to the gatekeeper as well. Plan and don't script what you're saying. Unless you're a great actor, as I said, don't use a script on the gatekeeper. They're likely to hear the scripted tone in your voice anyway. So instead, plan on how you'll approach them. What approaches you take depends on the range of responses they may make. Plan on your responses to key objections that the gatekeeper may give you. However, leave yourself room by improvising your dialogue. So, as I said, plan and don't script. That's about the most I can tell you on this one because, as I continually say, everyone that we speak to is different. That's why I say improvise. How do you improvise? You start once and you keep doing it over and over again so that you get very good at it, just like you would with any other skill. Number eight is a little more complicated, and that is, what's your transitive verb? What's your transitive verb? That's a verb that you say that's going to stick out in your conversation. So do you know that while you're speaking to the gatekeeper, you're consciously or unconsciously employing a transitive verb to do something to them? A transitive verb is an action word that's vocalized to someone, such as charm, amuse, or press. That's your transitive verb. I mean, they can sense if you're going to charm them, you're going to amuse them, or you're going to press for information. So in oral communications, verbs are used as tactics to get results from other people. You just have to decide what is the verb that you're going to use. What's the action verb that you're going to use? It's essential that you be in control of the words that you're speaking. As I always say, think about the words you say throughout your conversation. But there's a starting point. Are you there to amuse? Are you there to charm them? Are you there to press them? They will sense it. All I can say is when you are utilizing this transitive verb, you do it correctly. Do it correctly while you're asking those questions on my sales information page. Number nine, tip number nine is he or she expecting your call? One more time, is he or she expecting your call? Now, what do I mean by that? This question is largely irrelevant because you want to speak to the shipping decision maker at any point, nonetheless. However, in order to bypass the gatekeeper, use the shipping decision maker's name if you know it, only when you actually have it. Ask, can I speak to Jenny, please? It sounds more like a personal call. Remember, your goal is not to inform the gatekeeper. Your goal is to bypass them and get to the shipping decision maker. Next, they may ask, is she expecting your call? Simply reply like this or with something similar. Here's what you say to, is he or she expecting your call? Yes, I sent him some information recently and we need to discuss it before close of business today. That is one example. Another example you use is anything that you've done previous to this one. Is she expecting your call? No, I'm calling for the first time. Can you please put me through? Anything like that, honesty is the best policy. Number nine. I take it back. That was number nine. The last tip is the last solution. The last tip, number 10, is the last solution. It's not the best solution. Remember I said it's the last solution. However, ask if you can be put through to the shipping decision maker's voicemail when that's your last option. If somebody says they're not in, okay, can you put me through to their voicemail? Plain and simple. If that's your last option, as in a regular sales environment, quickly point out a benefit for the gatekeeper for doing this. If they say that the shipping decision maker is out to lunch or in a meeting and you've already called several times, point out that you've already taken up a lot of their time and ask if they can put you through to the voicemail to save bothering them further. If you keep leaving message after message after message, well, change your tactic. Hey, can you put me through their voicemail, especially when you know they're not in? Again, some take more time than others. I know that you folks that have covered a few loads can attest to this. But as I said, some take more time than others. However, you're only going to get through to them as many times as you make the effort to. And some you're going to have to use some skill. Gatekeepers are different. Some are easygoing. They'll shoot you through. They'll even tell you who the shipping decision maker is. Others, they will stand firm. They'll hold their ground. Again, your goal is still to bypass them in as many ways as you can. Here's 10 tips to assist you. Remember, marketing, and when I say marketing yourself is a personal art. What works for one freight sales agent may not work for another. So these 10 tips are a starting point. They're just a starting point for developing your own personal method of bypassing the gatekeeper rather than seeing them as cast iron instructions to be rigidly followed. I'll say it again, every gatekeeper is different. Your goal is to bypass them, but also remember when you actually do business with this company and you move their loads, this is somebody that you may be talking to on a regular basis, so don't forget that. And hey, sometimes it'll be after a while, after you've moved a few loads, you two are going to be friends with the gatekeeper, but this is how you approach them initially. So 10 tips for getting past the gatekeeper, a very, very important topic because it's something that we encounter every day as we connect and build more contacts with the marketplace. Okay, moving on to our general sales topics, our general sales quotes. Opening up attachment number 3, remember, again, these all pertain to dealing with the gatekeeper. Remember when you're calling your prospects and customers to ask the gatekeeper for their assistance or anyone else at your prospect's company that you're speaking to. It'll make them feel special, and in doing so, you'll get valuable information. So, tip number 1 here, ask the gatekeeper for their assistance. Hey, can you help me? Or anyone else that you're talking to. You may talk to the janitor. You may talk to the operations manager. Ask for their assistance. Typically, as you know, we're willing to help people, but you must sound professional in doing it. If you your way through the conversation, high probability that you won't get that assistance that you're looking for. So ask them for assistance. They'll help you if you sound professional enough. Okay, let's X out of there and open up that 4th attachment. The 4th attachment reads, remember when calling your prospects and customers to ask the gatekeeper to assist in getting your message to the shipping decision maker. One more time, ask the gatekeeper to assist you in getting your message to the shipping decision maker. Hey, you've called the 5th time, they're not in, can you take my name and number again? Ask them right out. Can you assist me? Can you truly assist me in getting my message to the shipping manager? Just flat out, can you truly assist me in getting my message to your shipping manager? Wait for their response. If they say yes, take them at their word that they will. But again, you've got to say it in a firm way. can you really assist me? Can you truly assist me in getting this message to your shipping manager? Sound sincere, yet sound firm. But just ask them. I mean, they'll either say yes or no. There's a higher probability when you say it firm and sincere, 9 times out of 10, that they'll say, yeah, I'll get it to them. I'll make sure they get it this time. Let's go ahead and X out of there and open up that fifth attachment that I sent you. Go ahead and open that up. And that reads, remember when calling your prospects and customers to compliment the gatekeeper when it's warranted. Again, I stress when it's warranted. As I've said earlier, always be sincere. Always be sincere. It makes them feel important. It builds rapport, and they'll remember you the next time you call. How can you compliment them? I don't know. You can tell them how efficient they sound. You can tell them how great their vocabulary is. Whether it's a man or woman, again, be careful with this. If you're a guy, I would compliment a guy. I would not compliment a woman. But who knows? Maybe they got a great-sounding name or something like that. But compliment them when it's warranted. I would not do this necessarily on the first call because you don't necessarily know what you can compliment them on. But let's face it, we all enjoy a compliment. But when you say it, be sincere. Make them feel important. You're going to build rapport, and they'll remember you the next time you call. Okay, let's X out of there. Open up that sixth attachment, bottom row, first one. Remember when you're calling your prospects and customers again, folks, to identify yourself fully. Don't hide anything. Identify yourself fully to the gatekeeper. Say it with sincerity. Say it firmly. Your first and last name and the I take it back, folks. Identify yourself fully to the gatekeeper. Your first and last name and company when you're asking for the shipping manager, the shipping decision maker. They'll ask these questions anyway. My point is just be ready to answer this in a firm way. They're going to ask this question anyway. Who are you? Where you're calling from, be ready to respond in a nice, firm, and sincere manner. Identify yourself fully to the gatekeeper. Answer any questions they ask. Keep your ums, your ahs, and your wells out of your vocabulary. Sound professional and firm when you give them your information. Let's move on, folks, to that seventh attachment. One more in this category. Remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, when you leave a message, ask the gatekeeper when the shipping decision maker, slash shipping manager, will get it. Actually, ask them. When you leave a message, ask them, when will the shipping decision maker, when will the shipping manager get this? You know, real quickly, can you tell me when they'll get this message? Don't say anything. Don't well. Can you tell me when they'll get this message? And don't say anything. Wait for them to respond. By doing that, it's going to keep the gatekeeper more at their word. It's going to work on their mind subconsciously to actually do what they said that they're going to do. So when you leave a message, ask the gatekeeper when the shipping decision maker will get it. Very, very important topic, and that is ways, means to get past the shipping decision maker. Until you get past them, folks, you will not do business with that company. The only way how you'll do business with this company is if the gatekeeper is actually the shipping decision maker. Then you've already got your shipping decision maker right there. If they're not the shipping manager, shipping decision maker, you've got to get past them anyway. Okay, let's X out of there and open up that last attachment. As you may or may not know, as I've said this before, I am a firm reader, a firm believer in the Bible and what it has to offer, a lot of what I teach, and apply comes directly from the Bible. As I say to everyone, if it works for me, I'm going to share it with you. Now, what's my topic for today? My Bible insight for today is that successful freight agents celebrate life. Successful freight agents celebrate life. What do I base this on? I base this on the book of Philippians, Philippians 4:4, which says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice, really focusing on that word rejoice. Rejoice means, hey, just be grateful for what you're given. Be grateful for this great opportunity you're given to learn from a top-notch professional. But what do I mean by this verse here, Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always? I say rejoice. Well, are you living a life of agitation? Great point. Are you living a life of consternation? Or are you living a life of celebration? Are you angry? Are you mad? Or are you giving it all you got? If you're a believer, it should be most certainly be the latter, that is living a life of celebration. With Christ as your Savior, every day should be a time of celebration, and I say amen to that. Oswald Chambers, a great minister, correctly observed the joy is the great note all through the Bible. C.S. Lewis echoed that thought when he wrote, joy is the serious business of heaven. But even the most dedicated Christians can, on occasion, forget to celebrate each day for what it is, a priceless gift from God. So, today, celebrate the life that God's given you. Today, put a smile on your face, be kind on your lips, kind words on your lips, and a song in your heart. Be generous with your praise and free with your encouragement. As I said earlier, be generous with your praise to the gatekeeper when you call them. Even to your shipping decision makers, hey, it's always nice when we receive a compliment. And then, when you've celebrated life to the fullest, invite your friends to do likewise. I am personally inviting all of you to do the same as well. After all, this is God's day, and He has given us clear instructions for its use. We are commanded to rejoice and be glad. So with no further ado, let the celebration begin. How can you apply what I just told you? Well, look at your document there. Look under application. It says every day should be a cause for celebration. Boy, if you're not celebrating just the fact that all your working body parts are working when you wake up every morning, that is a reason to celebrate. By celebrating the gift of life, you protect your heart from the dangers of pessimism, regret, and bitterness. These are all success killers. How do I know this? Because I've gone through the routine. I've let these attributes ruin and hamper my business growth in the past. So by celebrating the gift of life, you protect your heart from the dangers of pessimism, regret, and bitterness. Let me share a couple quotes with you. These by popular preachers that I've listened to. Bill Bright says, joy is the direct result of having God's perspective on our daily lives and the effect of loving our God enough to obey His commands and trust His promises. Great quote by Bill Bright. Barbara Johnson also quotes, if you can forgive the person you were, accept the person you are, and believe in the person you'll become, then you're headed for joy. In the meantime, the after effect is that, of that is celebrate. When that happens, you will celebrate your life. So great quote today. If you don't remember what I said, go to your Bible, go to Philippians 4:4. Again, I say rejoice. What would happen if I came on this call every Tuesday with a glum attitude, with a bad attitude? Well, you would not get very far, believe me. If your goal is to be successful, then live with the joy of the Lord in your heart. Okay, folks, great topic today. I'll say it again, 10 tips to get past the gatekeeper. If any of you have any desire listening to this call today, any desire to be a top-notch freight sales agent and work with a top-notch team, with a top-notch leader trainer, then I'm the person to speak to. That's Ted Keyes. My callback number is 626-309-9141. Any questions on our topic today, which is getting past the gatekeeper through 10 tips, I'm the person to speak to again. Call me at that same number, 626-309-9141. Any questions for those of you that are already prosperous freight agents with our team, and you have a question about our top-notch LDI freight system, then my wife, Maria, is a person to speak to. Call her at the same number, 626-309-9141. Great topic today. It's been a pleasure sharing this with you. I welcome all of you the best. I wish God's blessings on all of you. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.